Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival in Venice, Venice Production Bridge to be precise. I'm here with Pascal Dio, the director of Venice Production Bridge. Good morning. Well, good afternoon,
Good afternoon, I'm
Good afternoon. Listen, Pascal, how has been this weird edition of the Venice Production Bridge?
I have to say that it has been honestly successful for what we were trying to achieve. We wanted to show that organizing a market was a feasible thing to do. That's what we did. All our professionals were really happy with what was happening. And above all, happy of meeting people, of networking, of sharing experiences together, and so on. So they were very happy. And finally, we had quite a lot of deals which have been done.
During which is the very important thing.
Which actually is very important because it's a market, we have to say. So we deals have to be done. And so quite a lot of deals have been done, not only with the gap financing and the book adaptation rights market, but also within the festival, a lot of distributors bought films. And it's, I was discussing with another journalist who was saying to me that it was the first time that he was seeing so many deals concluded during Venice Film Festival.
Which is, this is a good sign of showing how much the industry is eager to start again, to do stuff again, you know?
Yes,
this kind of urgency of making deals and of doing new production, because it's like this, it's like a sign of back to normality, more or less.
Yeah, more or less, but at least to resume their main activity and to meet people is the essence, the DNA of our business. We are all in the cinema and audiovisual business in order to meet people, to share emotions, to share things. So even in the business industry side, it's the same. And so to be able physically, in person, on site, to meet and to share was the most interesting experience for everyone.
You need to know the person you are dealing with. You need to see.
Of course,
you need to,
and as you know, through a screen, you can't, because, as you know, the body language is very important. And what is important is that, because when you see someone on the screen, it's your eyes, and your eyes send a signal directly to your brain. When you are in front of a person, the eye goes directly to your heart. That's why you are having emotion and so on. And everyone within the 5 months lockdown have been able to see that when you have Zoom meetings all day long, you don't feel anything.
No.
You have such a distance that you don't feel, because your heart is not touched at all by this.
Listen, Pascal, which are the numbers so far that you can tell us about this edition of the Venice Production Bridge?
I am quite happy because, as far as professionals are concerned, I have a little bit more than 1,050 exactly professional in person and on site, around 290 online. But what is important, I think, is that, for instance, for the gap financing market, we have a little bit more than 610 meetings with 370 in person on site and 240 online, keeping in mind that all the VR projects were online and activities. So no, it's and the BAM, the book adaptation rights market, has been also successful because the publishers, the 18 publishers we had, were very happy. They had a lot of meetings and very efficient ones.
Listen, how does the platform, the video platform, work?
But it worked well, I have to say, because, as you know, for the first time this year, all the panels were streamed live on our VPB Live channel, and we had a little bit more than 2,100 views during those 23 panels, which means quite a lot of things. On the contrary, I have to say that all the market screenings and the digital video library screenings didn't work so well. Which shows also that the distributors, and I have met a lot of them, because we had a majority of distributors this year coming, they want to see a film on a big screen.
A big screen, yeah.
They need to be in a theater and to share.
And to share and to feel the experience. Yes,
with
yes,
the audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, you're happy with all...
Yes.
Well, this year, there are things that you're going to keep for next year, I believe, or like the platform could be redone.
You're right.
And we are going to talk again pretty soon about this next year, or maybe in some other festival, in some other market, if we cross paths. So thanks a lot to Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge from Venice. I'm Angela Cherubi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.